House budget writers will complete work this week on their version of the state's next two-year budget. And once finalized, the plan goes to the full House for a vote next week. And Speaker of the House, Sean Jasper, joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Rick?
I am doing well. Thank you for the time. The committee has trimmed Governor Sununu's initial proposal of $12.1 billion down to about $11.9. What's your impression of the changes that you've seen made at the Finance Committee level?
Well, of course, the changes were driven by the revenue projections that the House committee saw. And as you may know, that was a bipartisan estimate with unanimous support from Republicans and Democrats. So, you know, as a result of what we see as the revenues coming forward, we had to make changes to that budget in order to bring that down.
One major change from the governor's plan was cutting the $18 million over 2 years to help towns and cities pay for full-day kindergarten. And you were skeptical of that proposal from the start. Why is there a resistance to that idea among Republicans?
Well, Republicans, I think, look at the fact that that's another expansion of government. It's no secret that when half-day kindergarten was put in the budget, we were almost unanimously opposed to it at the time, so it shouldn't be any surprise that moving forward we were not in favor of expanding that. The governor's plan was presented as a way to get people back to work, and one of the things that I don't think was ever fully explained is that money would go to a city like Manchester, which already has full-time kindergarten. So if that was going to put mothers back to work, that would have already taken place. So there was obviously a concern that I had and others shared of, if we're giving money just replacing local money, we're not reaching the goal. And so I think that was obviously part of the mix as well.
You were quoted as saying last week that, you know, six-year-olds essentially aren't really capable of being attentive in a classroom for a whole day, a full day. Are you not convinced that kindergarten is a good idea overall, or is this more about local control?
Well, I think it is more about local control. I went to kindergarten. My daughter went to kindergarten. I believe it is a valuable part of education. It certainly, you know, there is a lot of learning that goes on there. There's a lot of socialization. But at that age, most children are not going to be able to be fully engaged for a full day. For many communities like mine, full-day kindergarten would require building a new school. I happen to think when you look at what we put into post-secondary education in New Hampshire, if we were going to put more money into education, I'd rather put it into the university system rather than down at the kindergarten level. I think we'll get a bigger bang for our buck putting money into our community colleges and our universities.
The Finance Committee also eliminated $10 million that Sununu had set aside for a high school scholarship program, which the governor touted in his budget address, saying that it could address workforce training. Isn't that exactly the concern that we're hearing from businesses, that, you know, there's a shortage of skilled workers in New Hampshire?
Yes, there is. Again, there's budgetary considerations. I also think you need to look at what the university system just did with scholarships. They put a lot of money in this year to address some of those needs. I'm not saying that we shouldn't be putting money into scholarship. I think we should be. I don't think we need to recreate the wheel to do that. But again, this is early in the budget process. If you think back 2 years ago, people were really concerned about the House budget. I said at that time, don't worry, this is the early stage. The Senate always gets better revenue numbers than we have. So again, this is what we have at this stage of the game with the revenues available. As long as the economy is moving along, the numbers will be better when this comes out of the Senate and out of the Committee of Conference.
There are, of course, different factions among your own party whose support you're going to need to get a budget passed in the House. Well, what do you say to Republicans who are arguing that this budget spends too much?
Well, I think, first of all, they're not comparing apples to apples at this point. I've seen chart floating around. And what we do at the end of the day our budget does not include federal funds that haven't actually been authorized yet. They're grant programs that we expect the money to come through, but it's not guaranteed yet. So we typically don't include that in our budget. In the governor's budget, those numbers were included, and so it looked like a big number. When you actually take that out and compare apples to apples, and remembering that we actually have a two-year budget, so people will go, oh, my God, it's a 5% increase. Now you have to realize you have to divide that by two, and you're looking at somewhere in the range of 2.5% increase. So people aren't really analyzing the budget at this point because, of course, House Finance hasn't even voted it out yet. So I've asked people to keep their powder dry because they're not really understanding what they're looking at when they're seeing these numbers thrown out of. I believe it is a very responsible budget that House Finance is going to pass out of committee, and I believe the House will adopt.
We saw last week that Republicans in Washington failed in their effort to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. I want to look ahead a little bit here. What should New Hampshire's approach be now that when it comes to deciding whether to reauthorize Medicaid expansion beyond 2018?
You know, I do not expect that the Republican Congress is going to do nothing with the Affordable Health Care Act between now and the time we're going to be looking at it. I think that while they failed, they're going to be regrouping, working behind the scenes, and I would expect we would see something different by the time we get to next session. So at this point, I don't have an opinion on that. We're going to deal with it next year, and we're going to have to wait and see what the federal government does.
House Speaker Sean Jasper, thanks so much for the time.
You're welcome.